照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
这段的圣经啊，提到有一次，当耶稣在地上的时候，有一个人名叫做尼哥底母来找耶稣。
This is about the time when Jesus was on earth, when a person by the name of Nicodemus came to talk to Jesus.
那尼哥底母这个人呢、啊，他来找耶稣的时候，他有很多很好的这个什么资格 qualification， 很好的背景。
This man Nicodemus, he had a lot of qualifications and background when he came to meet Jesus.
因为圣经告诉我们说他是法利赛人。
Because the Bible tells us he is a Pharisee.
那一般基督徒对法利赛人印象不大好。
Christians, when we hear about the word Pharisee, we have a bad impression.
可是事实上，从开始的时候，什么是法利赛人呢
？But yet in the beginning, what was a Pharisee?
法利赛人就是那些当其他大部分的犹太人要走离开神的道路的时候，法利赛人说：“我们要跟这些人分别出来，我们要向神忠心。”
The Pharisees were begun when, at the time when the Jews were turning against God, when these people then separated themselves and remained loyal to God.
所以这些法利赛人啊，他们本来有非常好的存心，他们的诚心诚意要追求神。
They had good intentions. These people were sincere and serious about their intentions to pursue God.
尼哥底母是那样的一个人。
And this was the kind of person that Nicodemus was.
他是有心要追求明白神。
He had a heart. He wanted to seek after God.
同时，尼哥底母头脑也很好。
And he had a good brain, a good mind.
因为他会看到很多的证据。
He could see a lot of evidence.
他告诉耶稣说：“耶稣啊。”
And he talked to Jesus as Jesus.
我看你所行的这么多的神迹。
I've seen you and you have performed all these miracles.
我们的中文把它翻成神迹这个字啊。本来在原文的圣经里面说叫做 signs， 就是记号，就是证据。
And the original meaning of this is signs. That is, they are signs of evidences.
尼哥底母看了耶稣做了那么多事，他说：“哎呀，耶稣啊，我认识你，因为你有了这么多的证据啊，我不得不承认你是从神那里而来的。”
And Nicodemus, when he spoke to Jesus, he said, "I've seen all these signs that you've performed, and these signs will indicate that you must be coming from God."
各位朋友们。
Friends,
圣经里面讲了很多的真理。
And the Bible tells us a lot about truth.
绝并不是叫我们随便乱信。
This is not for us to just believe in something just in a very superficial way.
圣经告诉我们很多的真理，圣经确实给我们很多很多的证据。
Because the Bible really gives us lots and lots of evidences.
今天早上我稍微提了很多从历史上的证据，可以看到耶稣果然就是神。
And this morning I talked about many of the historical evidences for the Jesus that he was in existence.
只要我们肯思想，只要我们肯去寻找的话，这些证据足够让我们知道耶稣就是神。
If only we were willing to think, we were willing to pursue that, we will know that Jesus indeed is the Son of God and God.
尼哥底母的头脑很好。
Nicodemus, he has a good mind.
所以他能够下一个正确的结论。
So he had a very accurate conclusion.
他告诉耶稣说：“耶稣，我看你所行的这些神迹，我看了这些证据啊，我得到的结论就是说，你必定是从神那里而来的。”
And Nicodemus concluded, he says, "Jesus, I've seen all your signs, all these evidences, and I know that you must come from God."
而且尼哥底母也非常的谦卑。
And he was also very humble.
他来找耶稣，称耶稣是 Rabbi。
And when he talked to Jesus, he called Jesus as Rabbi.
那拉比啊，事实上本来是在犹太人的情况底这个情啊这个社会里面，拉比是一个很高很高的尊称。
To call someone by Rabbi in those days in that society was a very honorable term.
在当时的，你看，尼哥底母是一个法利赛人。
And we see here that Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
尼哥底母是犹太人的官。
And he is an official of the Jews.
他的地位很高。
He had a very high position.
耶稣这个人呢、啊，从人的眼光看起来啊，并不是什么有高的地位。
From a human viewpoint, looking at Jesus, Jesus did not have a higher position.
可是这尼哥底母来找耶稣的时候，称为他的拉比。
And yet, when Nicodemus came to see Jesus, he called him as Rabbi.
以我们今天的话，也就是说，他说 Doctor 耶稣。
And he moved in today's terminology, he would be say Dr. Jesus.
他真的把他称作耶稣博士一样的。
Calling him as a
他非常的谦卑。
As a doctor, as a doctorate.
可是耶稣怎么讲？
And what did Jesus say?
我们中文的圣经说啊。
In the Chinese,
耶稣就说：“我实第五节，耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你。”
Truly, truly, in verse 5, Jesus said, "I say to you."
我们中文把它翻成：“我实实在在的告诉你。”
Truly, truly, I say to you.
其实耶稣不是这么说的。
It's not the way that he spoke it.
耶稣说什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说 Amen, Amen, 我告诉你。
And he said, Amen, Amen, I tell you.
人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
And as a person is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这个 Amen, Amen 怎么回事呢？
And what does that mean?
我们什么时候讲 Amen?
When do we say Amen?
我们就是祷告完了以后说 Amen.
When we finish our prayers, we say amen.
或者某一个人讲一句话，比如说那郑医师啊讲说，哎，王总人是笨蛋，我说阿门。
If someone says that, can't translate, it's difficult.
意思就是说啊，我同意他所讲的话，所以我说阿门。
If you say amen after somebody says something, that means I agree with what you just said.
所以事实上，阿门就是一种反应，这种 response 的话。
And this is a kind of response to someone.
从来啊，你不敢在旧约圣经也好，在犹太人的所有的这个文学作品也好，就是在圣经里新约圣经也好，除了耶稣以外，从来没有一个人说阿门阿门，然后才开始讲他所要讲的话。
Even in the Old Testament, the New Testament, or in any of Jewish literature, no one begins a sentence by saying Amen, Amen.
从来没有。
No one says that.
所以今天呢、啊，研究历史的或者是研究新约的人呢、啊。不管他信不信你也好，他不得不承认圣经里面每一次所说的阿们阿们这个字啊，一定从耶稣的话口出来，没有，因为从来没有人这么讲过。
No one ever uses this term, and when anybody who is studying the New Testament looks at it, they realize that only Jesus starts his sentences with Amen, Amen.
而且这个阿们阿们这个是非常重要。
And this is very, very important.
旧约的时代先知他们传他们信息的时候怎么说？
In the Old Testament, how did the prophets preach their preachings?
这个先知们常常说，耶和华的话临到我说，所以我把神的信息我转告给你。
And the old prophets would say, Jehovah, the Lord's message came upon me, and I preached it to you.
这是主耶和华说的，然后把神所说的话告诉他们。
And so the Lord Jehovah spoke to me, and so I speak it to you.
可是耶稣从来没有说，神告诉我，所以我把这事告诉你。
But Jesus never said, because God spoke this to me, then I spoke it to you.
好几次耶稣说什么呢？
And what did Jesus say?
Amen, Amen, 我告诉你。
Amen, Amen, I say to you.
你如果不怎么样，你就不能怎么样。
If you do not do this, you will not be that.
那代表什么呢？
And what does that mean?
我讲个例子。
Let me give an example.
有时候啊，这件事情不大常发生的，不过有时候我要上课，不过刚好那个时间呢，有什么重要的事，我就要慢，比如说要慢五分钟回来，才能够上课。
Occasionally, this hasn't happened too often. If I'm going to go to a class or something, and then something else is more important comes up, and I'm late.
所以这五分钟当中啊，我要叫我的秘书说，哎，你叫那个秘书说，哎，你赶快去告诉我那个学生啊，说你不要走，陆导王大概慢五分钟就来。
And so I tell my secretary, please tell the students that I'll be late for about a few minutes. Don't leave.
那这个秘书去讲的时候，他不会说，哎，你们不要跑掉啊，他没有这么讲。
And so when she goes there and talks to the people, she won't say, oh, don't run away.
他们去的时候说，哎，Dr. Wang 告诉我，叫我转告你们呐，你们不要跑，他五分钟就来。
And so she would then transmit the message, Dr. Wang told me to tell you to not leave.
可是我要跟学生讲，比如说 OK, 你来选课了。
And then if I used to speak to a student and say you want to select some courses.
那这个学期啊，你选了课了以后，就有这么一个 requirement, 就是要做这些事，有作业。
And I may have said, well, you need to do these requirements for this particular course.
那个时候我讲的时候，我不会说，哎，是 Dr. Wang 告诉我啊，要告诉你说你应该要做这些习题。
And then I won't say that, well, so Dr. Wang told me to tell you about this particular course.
我根本不要。
And of course not.
我一讲说，哎，下个礼拜一你们要把这个东西交出来。
And say, well, next week you have to hand out this material.
为什么我要跟我们这么讲？
How can I say that?
因为我本来就是教授嘛，就是他们的教授，是不是？
Because I am their professor.
所以我就把我要告诉他们的告诉他们，不要隐是谁的，不必用别人的这个权柄来说。Logan 王说你们不要跑，他五分钟就来了。
And so I do not use to use anybody else's authority, anybody else's instructions to come down to them.
今天下午有人问我说，圣经里有没有谈到耶稣是神？
And somebody asked this afternoon, is there anything in the Bible that says that Jesus is God?
我稍微挤了一下。
And I had mentioned
something. 不，这一点我因为我晓得晚上要讲，所以下午我没有给回答。
And so I'm now continuing what I said this afternoon.
耶稣在这里说的阿门阿门，我告诉你的意思就是什么呢？耶稣自己的清楚的说，我就是神，我现在以神的权柄告诉你，如果你不重生，就不能够进神的国。
And the reason why Jesus says this is because Amen, Amen is because He is the one who has the authority. He is God, and therefore He by this implication can say this to us.
耶稣在这里。所说的是以神的权柄所讲出来的话。
And so he's speaking with God's authority.
那他在这里说，他明告诉尼哥底母，尼哥底母，你来找我的目的啊，你就是要问我到底你要怎么做才能够进入神的国度里面去。
And so he spoke to Nicodemus, you want to know how it is that you can enter the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣很干脆告诉他， 尼哥底母，我是神，我以神的权柄告诉你，如果你不重生，就不能够进神的国。
And so very directly he spoke to Nicodemus and said, you know that I know to tell you upon my authority that unless you are born anew, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你如果没有重生，没有那个新的生命的话，你根本没有办法享受这个神的国度里面的一切的好处。
If you are not born anew, if you do not have this new life, you cannot enjoy this the entry into God's kingdom.
神的国度是什么呢？
And what is the kingdom of God?
神的国度就是神掌权的地方。
And this is a place where God is reigning.
那神掌权的地方，我明天早上也许花一点时间讲更清楚，不过我今天晚上稍微提一下。
And maybe tomorrow morning I'll expand on this more, but tonight let me just begin that.
保罗说神的国度不在乎吃喝。
And Paul said that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
神的国度在于和平，在于圣灵里面的喜乐。
And in God's kingdom there is the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面所说的平安，并不是说我没有事情做。
The God's peace, the peace that's talked about in the Bible is not something which we have nothing to do.
圣经里面所说的平安乃是神积极的祝福。
And the peace of God is something which God blesses us with.
圣经里面谈到说，神的国度就是在圣灵里面的喜乐。
And the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is the peace of the Holy Spirit.
Joy in the Spirit. Okay, 喜乐，圣灵里面的喜乐。
The joy in the Holy Spirit.
那这个喜乐到底是什么一回事呢？圣经里面所说的喜乐是什么？
And what is this joy?
常常有人告诉我说，我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我心里好像那个波浪一阵的滚出来。
And some people would say, well, when I became a Christian, this joy is just like a wave that come right out.
可是我经过几个月以后，我心里那种像那个活水滚出来的那种经验就没有了。
And then, but after a few months, this joy that is like waves is no longer.
所以他心里在想啊，那到底怎么回事呢？ What's wrong?
And then he might say, well, what's wrong?
不是 what's wrong, 因为神爱你。
Not what's wrong, but because God loves you.
因为神知道，如果我们这样继续不断的心里啊，有这种喜乐潮一直的滚出来的话，再滚大概得三四个礼拜，我们就完了。
Because if we continue in the same way with all these waves coming out of us, I think would do us in.
因为今天的生理学家告诉我们呢、啊，当我们就很强的 emotion, 很强的情感的时候啊，我们身体上的那个什么副肾腺的这个分泌物跑出来啊，哎，你就整个身体啊紧张不久啊，你就死掉了。
Because if we're so excited that all our hormonal and other systems may be so activated that we might die from it.
所以啊，如果你没有那个洗头潮，经过三四个礼拜没有洗头，你应该感谢神。
And so, you should thank the Lord that this is now abated.
不过，到底圣经里面所说的洗头是什么一回事
？But what indeed is the joy that the Bible tells us about?
圣经里面所说的洗头，就是我们因为有一个实体在我们里面所给我们的完全的满足。
And the joy of that the Bible talks about is a reality that the Bible tells us that is in us.
Well, let me say it in English first, then translate it into Chinese. 因为我有时候头脑啊 ，move in English way. 什么叫做喜乐 ？Joy is the total satisfaction derived from the presence of reality. 喜乐就是因为有某一种实体、某一种真体所带给我们的那一种完全的满足。神的国度。神本来目的就是要我们享受我们最圆满的幸福。
God's kingdom, God's intention is that we will enjoy totally this reality of His blessings in us.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母。
Jesus told Nicodemus.
人如果不重生，就不能够看见神的国，不能够经验到神的国。
Unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
他说：“我知道你来找我的目的，就是要找到神要给你的这么大的福分。
Your intention of coming to see me is so that you can have this blessing from God.
可是耶稣告诉他说：‘我以神的权柄告诉你，你如果你不重生的话，你就根本没有办法体验到神的国度。’
And Jesus told him, with God's authority, I'm telling you that unless you're born again, you cannot experience God's kingdom.
原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
原因不是因为神不让你去体验。”而是原因是因为你没有那种能力，没有那个 capacity， 没有那个能力去体验。
It's not that God doesn't want to give it to you, but you do not have the capacity of experiencing this.
我们当中有很多人呢，很喜欢来美国留学。
A lot of us, we've come to America, we'd like to come here for graduate work.
原因是什么呢？原因就是因为我们神给我们那种理智，我们有这种理智啊，我们能够发挥我们的理智，对不对？
Because we have a mind and we want to develop it.
可是如果啊，你对，我找不出一个好的例子啊。各位千万不要把我所讲的艺术误会掉啊！我没有那种意思，艺术要轻视别人怎么样？大家不要把我所讲的艺术说曲解啊。
Don't misunderstand what I'm going to say now.
可是啊，你并不能够，比如说美国人特别是喜欢，比如说在家里面他养一些的狗啦，养一些猫啦，他是 pet， 对不对
？Americans they like to have pets, dogs and cats.
那你对一个，比如说你很喜欢一条狗啊，你对这个狗说，哎呀，狗先生啊，我对你很好，我想把你送到那个University of Kentucky 去念 PhD。
And you say to this dog, you say, oh, I really want to treat you very well. I want to send you to the University of Kentucky to have a doctorate.
对我讲起来一点什么好处都没有。
And to the dog, it doesn't mean anything.
为什么？因为他就没有那种能力，他没有那个 capacity 来享受说你去送我去大学有什么好处。
Because he doesn't have the capacity to enjoy this privilege of going to the university.
因为啊，在这个我们宇宙里面有各种不同的生命。
Because in the universe, there are all kinds of different lives.
植物的生命跟动物的生命不一样。
There are vegetable lives, there are animal lives.
所以如果有一个动物告诉那个树说，哎呀，树兄啊，或者说树哥哥啊，你这个人实在很苦啊，你不能动，我一天到晚动得多高兴。你跟一棵树讲这些啊，一棵树对他一点影响都没有。
And the animal, if he talks to the tree and says, I have a different kind of life and I can move around and all that, it doesn't make any sense to the tree.
因为他根本没有那种能力来享受。
Because he doesn't have the capacity to enjoy this.
照样，耶稣基督说，如果你要体验到神的国度，你必须得到那一种新的 capacity， 你必须得到新的能力，你才能够真正的享受到神的国度里面所要给你的一切的福分。
And so Jesus says, unless you change, unless you can have the capacity to understand and to appreciate the kingdom of God, you just cannot do that.
为什么缘故？因为神要给我们新的生命。
Because God wants to give us a new life.
那你有了那个新的生命以后，你才能够真正的享受到那种新的环境，你才有能力能够享受到新的环境。
And only when you have a new life can you really begin to appreciate this new environment.
那圣经告诉耶稣告诉这个说啊，耶稣告诉尼哥底母说，人若不重生啊，就不能见神的国度。
And Jesus said, unless a person is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
那我们圣经把它翻成不能，如果不重生，不重生这个字啊，在希腊人也可以把它翻成说，如果你不是从上面生的话，你就没有那种能力来进入到神的国度。
It can also be translated that as a term one, unless one is born again, that is, unless one is born from above, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
因为神的国度是属于另外一个 dimension。
God,
另外一个次元可以说
God's kingdom is of another dimension.
那如果你对这个新的次元这个 new dimension 你没有那个能力的话，跟你讲那一套这东西你根本听不懂。
Because if you do not have this new capacity you will not understand this new dimension.
所以耶稣说，我尼哥底母啊，我非常愿意能够让你真正的体验到神要给你一切的福分。
And Jesus talked to Nicodemus and I want you to have this new kind of understanding, new appreciation.
所以你必须重生才能够领受到神要给你这么大的福分。
But you must be born again. You must be born anew so that you can have this.
那尼哥底母听了这些话以后啊，尼哥底母问了耶稣一句很有意思的话。
And then when Nicodemus he heard all this, then he asked Jesus a very interesting question.
他说啊，这件事情怎么发生的呢 ？How does it happen? 这件事怎么发生
？And Nicodemus said, "How can this happen?"
换句话说啊，你要重生啊，有一件事情会发生。Something happened. 重生就是 something happened. 有一件事情发生。
Therefore, to be born again, there is something that will happen.
那怎么发生法子
？And how will it happen?
耶稣跟我们讲的非常的清楚。
And Jesus said it very clearly.
你要重生，就是神要给你新的生命。
When you are to be born again, that is God will give you a new life.
可是神要给你新的生命，事实上神很愿意给每一个人。新的生命
and God wants to give a new life to everyone
使每一个人能够充充分分的享受神创造我们要我们享受的一切
so that we can fully and fully experience God, what God has given to us
可是问题就是说为什么缘故今天有些人没有体会到 圣经里面所说的那么多福分呢？
And how is it that many people cannot experience what God is willing to give to us?
原因不是因为神不要给你。
It is not that God is not willing to give to us.
原因就是因为你没有接受。
It is because we have not accepted it.
那一个问题来了，我要接受怎么接受法子？
And then the question is, if I want to accept, how do I accept?
耶稣跟你们讲。
And Jesus said,
如果你真正的体验重生的话，有两件事你必须要做。
And Jesus said, if you want to experience this, then there are two things that you have to do.
耶稣最初出来传福音的时候是说啊，日期满了，神的国临近了，你们应该要悔改来信福音。
When Jesus came out to preach, he preached that the day is near and day has come, that you have to repent and believe.
如果你愿意体会到这个神的国度的好处的话，你要悔改，第二你要信福音。
To appreciate God's kingdom, first you have to repent, and second you have to believe the gospel.
那什么叫做悔改？
And what does it mean to repent?
很简单的说，悔改就是向后转。
Repent means to turn around again.
圣经告诉我们说，我们每个人都有罪。
The Bible tells us that we all have sin.
那当然有很多人很不喜欢听的，我这个从来没有杀人，没有放火，那么叫我罪人，一天到晚我最不喜欢就是基督徒一天到晚骂人，骂人就是罪人。
And a lot of people just don't like to hear this. And so Christians always just accuse us and scold us that we are sinners. I have not killed anybody or harmed anybody.
其实各位朋友们啊，圣经里面所说的罪啊，最重要，我们要去找圣经里面所说的罪的定义是什么？圣经所说的罪到底是什么一回事？
And the most important thing is to find out what the Bible tells us about sin.
圣经所说的罪啊，最主要还不是说因为你去杀人，因为你是偷窃，因为你撒谎，因为你做坏事。
The Bible's definition of sin is not the definition when you kill someone or set fire or tell lies or something like that.
最基本的罪是什么呢？就是我根本不把神当作一回事，根本不理会神。
The very basic problem is that I don't care about God. I just don't want to consider God.
因为我没有理会神。
Because I do not care about God.
所以啊，你撒谎啦，我偷东西啦，这做很多坏事，就是那种我对背叛神的，我根本不把神当作一回事那个基本态度所产生出来的。
And the reason why we steal and we lie is just because of, basically we just don't care about God.
常常有人说，他说：“哎呀，这个神实在是很麻烦。”
And a lot of people will say, "Well, this God is really a problem."
他怎么管事情管得这么多？啊，要这里这样，要叫你这样做，要这里这样，管得乱七八糟。
How come God wants to care about this and that, all of this problem?
我编一个故事啊，我是编的故事，不是真故事。我编一个故事。
I'll make up a story. It's a made-up story.
有一天呢，我跑到那个汽车行，我想买一部新汽车。
One day I went to a place in order to buy a new car.
那我都谈好了，价钱谈好了啊，几千块谈好了，好，我把钱付了。
And then I talk about a car, and it cost $7,000, and I paid the money.
那付好以后，那个车行的那个dealer就说好。你已经买了这部新车子啊，我这里有一本那个开司机的手册 ，operator's manual。
And then the person who sells me the car says, "Yes, indeed. Here is your operator's manual."
哎，你回去好好念一下啊。
Why don't you go take it home and read it very well?
那照他所说的去做。
And just do according to the instructions here.
那我转回头说，我说转回来 ，turn around.
And then I turn around.
我说你这个人实在是没有意思。
And I say, well, what you're saying is nonsense.
我给你，我已经付了你4000块，这部汽车是我的了。
I've given you $4,000 already. This car is mine.
啊，你还嘛这样 bossy， 要叫我念这一个手册，我偏偏不念。
Why are you so bossy? And you still want me to look at this book? This is my car.
他说你这个人很麻烦，还要叫我照你所说的一个去做，我才偏偏不听你的，我走掉了。
So I'm in anger to what I just did just now.Because so complicated.
我走掉以后，那个汽车行的人啊，心里很难过。
And the owner of the car, he's very sad.
是不是很难过？
Is he sad?
事实上没有，他心里很高兴。
In point of fact, he's very happy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果我好好照他所说的，好好去念的话，好好去做的话，我这部新车子大概可以开100,000 miles.
And if I do according to what this booklet tells me, then this car maybe will drive 100,000 miles.
所以大概他大概再等10年才能够赚到我的钱。
And maybe he has to wait another 10 years before I can buy a new car from him.
可是我不听他的话。
But if I ignore what he said,
我的车是乱搞。
And I just drive my car in my own way.
大概过一年不到，我的车子坏掉了。
Maybe a year later, my car is broken down.
我还在向他买。
And I have to buy a new car from
他有机会赚更多的钱。
And he has an opportunity to earn more money.
朋友们，我说啊，这个汽车行啊，告诉我们应该怎么保养我们的汽车啊。我们不听他的话，不是他吃亏，是我们自己吃亏。
If this person who gives me this booklet and I don't read it, this is my own problem and not his problem.
各位朋友们
friends,
你不要以为说这个神很啰嗦。
We shouldn't say that this God is so lost.
圣经里面那么多东西叫你这样做那里做，我偏偏不听你的话。
Why do you keep asking me to read what you're saying?
事实上啊，
indeed,
这本圣经啊，神既然创造我们啊，他晓得我们的本体，他知道我们在什么情况底下能够最有效地发挥我们的能力。
And indeed, God knows us. He knows us very well, and He knows how we can maximize our potential.
他的圣经里面所说很多事情啊，就像这一个汽车行的那个设计公司的工程师所写的这种啊 operator's manual 一样，告诉我们怎么样保养我们的汽车，叫我们的汽车能够发挥最大的能力。
And it's like this car, operator's manual. The engineer has already written up so many things there that indeed will cover the things that we need to do.
我有一些朋友啊，他们是专门修这个心理学，专门修这个psychological counseling 方面的这些人。
I have friends who are particularly good at psychological counseling.
他告诉我啊。
They tell me.
他说啊，我告诉你，我不得不承认这本圣经啊是神从神那里而来的。
I can't deny the fact that this book is really from God.
他说我们今天在美国啊，花了那么多的钱，花了那么多的精力，想办法要做实验，想办法要研究，要找出在什么情况底下使这个人的心理能够最健康。
In America, we spend so much time, so much energy trying to solve and try to figure out what it is that will be able to help a person.
然后后来啊，从这里我们就发展一门功课叫做心理卫生。就是 mental hygiene 心理卫生。
And then we even have courses called mental hygiene.
那在心理卫生里面所讲了很多的原则啊，都早在3000年前圣经已经写在那里了，我们根本不听他的话。
And we spend so much time in these courses, and yet in the Bible, in 3000 years ago, it's all contained there.
他说，除了这本圣经啊是从神那儿而来的，我没有办法了解为什么缘故，我们今天所找出来这些原则，早就写在圣经里面。
Unless this book is coming from God, I cannot understand how all these things are just all contained there.
各位朋友们
My friends,
我们不把圣经当作一回事。
We don't consider the Bible at all.
我们不把神当作一回事。
We don't consider God at all.
很可惜的，吃亏的还是我们自己。
It's very sad because the problem is with us.
因为神就是要我们能够享受最好，神要我们过一个最健康的生活。
Because God wants us to have a good life, the best kind of life.
可是我们根本理不理他。
But yet we don't care about him.
结果我们是吃了亏。
And we are the ones who suffer.
如果我们今天知道说神啊，我从前呢、啊、根本不把你当过一回事，本来就根本不理你。
And yet if we come and say that I know that in the past I have not considered you at all.
可是我从今以后，我要改变我的态度。
Now today, I want to change my attitude.
我要向后转。
I want to turn around again.
我从今以后把你当作我的神。
From now on, I want to consider you as my God.
因为你是我的神，你叫我做的，我愿意尽我力量去做。
Because you are my God, and so therefore, what you have asked me to do, I will do.
如果你这样做，就是悔改。
And if you do that, that means repentance.
真正的悔改的人呢、啊，就决意从今以后，我不会再回到我从前那一种不好的生活上去。
A person who is truly repentant will have now repented and changed and will not do the things that he's done in the past.
第一，你要悔改。
And the first thing is to repent.
你要改变对神的态度。
To change his attitude that you have to God.
第二，你要相信。
And secondly, you have to believe.
我下午稍微提了，相信不只是说我相信有神存在，就是信了耶稣。
And to believe is not just to believe that there is an existence of God.
相信耶稣不是说我相信从前有一个人名叫做耶稣在巴勒斯坦活了20-30几年，那个不叫做信耶稣。
To believe is not just to believe in the fact that Jesus lived in Palestine several thousand years ago for 30 years.
雅各书跟我们讲很清楚，雅各书第二章跟我们讲很清楚。
In James chapter 2 it tells us very clearly.
他说什么呢？
What does it say?
他说你相信神只有一位吗？
You believe that God is one?
你信得很好。
That's good.
可是我告诉你啊，
and yet I tell you,
鬼魔也相信神只有一位。
Devils and Satan, they also believe that.
可是他们却是战战兢兢。
And yet they tremble.
换句话是什么呢？
What does that mean?
你只相信有一位神存在，对你一点用处都没有。
You believe that there is a God that exists, that doesn't help you at all.
因为我常常有机会啊， 我到在北美洲到处跑。
In North America, I have a lot of opportunities to travel.
那如果是开车开五六个钟头，我 maximum 我还可以开。
I can drive a maximum of 5 to 6 hours.
那如果要开比那个多一点的话，我就没有什么时间开。一方面我也不大 enjoy 开那么长的那个
that, I don't quite
那个车、
啊。
所以常常我是坐飞机去到处跑。
And so then I ride the plane.
那比如说我要坐飞机到 New York 去，我大概两个月两个礼拜以后就到 New York 去。
And so 2 weeks ago I was in New York.
No, in two weeks I'm going there.
In 2 weeks、okay. I'm going to New York.
那比如说、啊、我说 OK， 我一定要到 New York 去。
And so I say I have to go to New York.
那我去航空公司跟他讲啊，说哎呀，你这个 Delta Airline 我告诉你，我100%的相信你这个飞机啊，一定把我带到 New York 去。
And if I say to the Delta agent that I am 100% sure that your airplane will take me to New York.
我相信你有一部飞机。
I believe you have a plane.
我相信你这部飞机要到纽约去。
I believe your plane will go to New York.
后来啊，他们广播说啊，你要坐哪一班飞机的人要到纽约的人，请上飞机。
And then they will announce that those people who want to go to New York now can get onto the plane.
可是我不上去。
And yet I do not
我只是告诉他说，哎呀，朋友，我晓得呀、啊，你这个飞机要到纽约去。
And I just tell them that yes, I know that your plane will go to New York.
我相信这个事实，你的飞机要到纽约去。
I know this is a fact, and that your plane will go into New York.
你跟他讲100万次，你相信这个飞机要到纽约去，相信100万次对你都没用。
If you say this repeatedly many times, even if you say that, it won't help you at all.
除非你相信以后，我说对了，我知道这部飞机啊要飞到纽约，你就上去了。
And then,
你做才是真正的相信。
Unless you get on board that plane and you sit on board that plane, then it is truly belief.
如果你相信一位神，真正是神的话，你不是说啊，我知道有神存在，可是我不理他。
And it's not that when you believe in God, you say, "Oh, I believe in the existence of God, but I don't care about it."
如果你真正的相信神的话，啊，你就会按照你所相信的去做 ，act accordingly， 你就自然而然说，既然有神存在。那对我的生活影响就很多不一样的。
If you truly believe, then you act upon that belief, and then your results will be different.
当你这样做的时候，你就是接受神要给你新的生命，神就把新的生命给你。
And when you do that, then you're willing to accept the new life that God wants to give to you, and God will give that to you.
耶稣说啊，你看这个风随着他的意思在那里吹，你不晓得他从哪里来，往哪里去。
Jesus says that when the Spirit comes, you don't know where it comes from and where it's going, like the wind.
可是你晓得一件事。
But you know one thing.
有没有风啊？虽然你不晓得风从哪里来，可是如果有没有风，你知道。
But you know the wind because you can see the effects of the wind.
那个结果知道。
The effects you know.
它觉得很凉。
Feels cool.
有结果了，对不对
？Because there's a result.
照样。
In the same way.
你不一定完全了解重新的这个过。
You may not understand the total reasons and the process of being born again.
可是你晓得那个结果，如果有没有重生，你晓得那个结果。
But you know the results. If you have been born again, you will know the results.
当我们悔改、相信耶稣，我们重生以后，有什么事情发生呢
？When we are repenting and we believe and we have a new life, what will happen?
有几项事情发生
？What will happen?
当然，第一啊，神赦免我们的罪。
Of course, the first thing is that God has forgiven us of our
sins. 就说过去我们从前呢、啊，直到现在为止，根本不把神当过一回事这件事啊，神说我既往不咎。
And so the first thing is that the first thing that we don't care about God at all, then God will have forgiven us of that.
Right. 就是你过去所讲的，神就不再追究你。
And、God will not pursue that matter anymore.
还有。
And then.
神会给我们新的生命。
And God will give us a new life.
那新的生命是什么呢
？What is a new life？
新的生命啊，就是使我们能够在新的环境里面的反应。
And so that we have a new capacity during a new situation。
使我们能够做出我们从前做不出来的事。
We can do the things that which we have not been able to do in the past。
今天很多、啊、专门研究这个心理健康的人说了很多很多话。
A lot of people who are involved in mental hygiene they have talked about a lot。
他们说什么呢
？What do they say？
他们说，如果一个人心里要健康的话，他必须要有爱。
A person who wishes to have a normal mental hygiene, he has to have love.
他一定要受人家的爱。
He must be willing to receive the love from others.
同时，他要能够爱别人。
And he must be able to love others.
可是很多心理学家讲
，But yet there are many psychologists.
我们心理学家知道人需要有爱。
We know that people need love.
可是我们没有办法叫你去爱别人。
But we cannot tell you how to love others.
所以他们怎么说
？And so what did they say？
我记得这个啊，哈佛大学的心理学的一位教授叫做 Dr. Oppold 讲过这句话。
There's a Harvard professor with that name.
他说心理学只会告诉你你需要爱人。
The psychologist can only tell you that you need love.
可是只有耶稣的宗教，耶稣的福音能够给你那个力量去爱别人。
But Jesus' gospel is the only one who can give you that power to love others.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为在那个时候，神给你新的生命，你就有新的能力。
Because God has given you a new life, and so you have new power.
所以现在心理学家很多很多，当然有一些心理学家不相信神的，他们不晓得圣经的人，那我们根本不必谈他们的事。
Of course, there are many psychologists who do not believe in God at all.
可是有一些真正的知道神、研究过、读过圣经的心理学家，他们明讲。他说：“我要你真正的要心理健康吗？你去信耶稣。”
But the person who has really researched the Bible and looked at it, and he will say that in order for you to really have a good health, then you have to accept the Lord.
很奇怪啊，就是英国有一位很著名的哲Julian Huxley 讲过一句话。
And Julian Huxley once said,
他说今天的二十世纪的人呢，以为说我们这个二十世纪的人呢是一个很了不起的人，很了不起，我们能够做很多事。
We 20th century people think that we can do anything.
可是他这么哲学，他怎么讲
？And yet, what did he say in his philosophy?
他说人到底是什么呢 ？Man is a cancer on the surface of the world. 他说人是什么呢？人就是这个地球上的癌症。Knowing what is good does not necessary.Make you do it. 你晓得有一些好事我应该做，可是你就没有那能力去做。只有神能够给你新的力量，给你新的生命，叫你去做你知道应该做的事。
Only God can give you a new life and new power to do the things that you know that you should do.
神给我们新的生命。
God gives us new life.
我们重生的时候，神给我们新的生命。
When we're born again, we have a new life.
同时啊，当我们接受耶稣悔改信耶稣那个时候啊，神要我们中文把它翻成神称我们为义。那事实上是说，神不但是称我们为义，神甚至把我们整个的我们的性，我们的这个人本身呢、啊，把它改过，使我们真正的能做神所喜欢的做的事。
And when we have repented and accepted the Lord, then God considers us righteous, and that is we are able to do those things. We are able to change and do those things that we should.
我用英文讲啊，就说。God not only considers us righteous, but He actually makes us righteous. 神不但是把我们当作义，神真是把我们成为改变了我们整个的生活，使我们真正的成为一个义人。那个就是圣灵在我们身上所要做的事。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
还有在那个时候，神要把我们接到我们做他的儿女。
And then God wants us, and He receives us to be His children.
如果啊，神做你的父亲，你做神的儿女，你还怕什么
？If God is our Father and we are His children, what do we fear?
一些，比如说一些小孩子，比如说 David， 我讲 David 好了，我讲小 David。
Let me talk about my son David.
有时候他跟我到其他地方去
，and he goes with me somewhere.
只要我在旁边呢、啊，他一点都不怕。
As long as I'm with him, he's not afraid.
他身上也没有带钱
He's not brought any money with him.
他也不会想说准备说我应该怎么他什么都不知道哎，哪里带我到某一个地方去啊？他说哎呀好啊玩了他放心的玩得很高兴
and so he can be very free and play and do those things because he doesn't have to worry at all
你问他说 David 你有没有钱
and you ask him do you have any money
没有
no
那你为什么不怕
well, why are you not afraid
那你口袋里面有钱怕什么
Daddy's got money in his pocket
各位朋友们，我们当中有很多做过父母的。
I know that many of you have been parents.
那有一些虽然还没有做过父母啊，你大概也晓得父母对你的态度如何。
Even if you're not parents, you will know the attitude.
如果你真正知道的话
，If you really know,
父母对他的孩子所想的是什么
？What do the parents think about their children?
虽然要花多一点钱呢，我还是要把他送到比较好一点的学校去，对不对
？Even if I have to use more money, I would still want to send them to a better school.
你是不是为你的小孩子、你的孩子、儿女所想的，这是最好的？我要把最好的东西给我的儿女。
What you want to consider is always the very best for your children.
各位朋友们，如果啊，神给你那一种，神成为你的父 父亲啊，神为你身上所计划的预备就是最好的。
If God is our Father, then what He has planned for us is the very best for us.
今天的心理学家讲啊
，Today the psychologists they say
人心理上有几个基本的需要
，that there are some very basic needs in a person's
life. 其中有一个最基本的一个很基本的需要是什么
？What is a very basic need?
就安全感。
That is to have
sense of security. 对 ，sense of security 安全感。我问各位一件事啊。
Let me just ask
我们当中有很多人呢、啊，把钱拼命往银行里面存。
A lot of people, you put money, a lot of money into the bank.
你觉得很奇怪、啊。
You may be surprised.
你拿钱，你现在不用。
You look at the money.
你把钱放在银行里面去，那你口袋没有钱呢？你为什么要把它放在银行里面去
？You put it in the bank, and in your pocket, you don't have the money. Why do you put it in the bank?
因为你把钱存在银行，你知道有一天我需要的时候我去拿。
You know that one day when you need the money, you go and get it.
这个银行里面存款给你一个安全感。
And this money in the bank is a sense of security for you.
可是朋友们
，And yet you know，
在银行里面的钱呢、啊，实在还不是比较有一点点的，会给你一点点的安全感，可是不是真正的安全感。
Although it may give you some sense of security, it is not a true sense of security.
尤其是今天那一种通货膨胀率那么高，你存在银行里面现在存多少钱，在十年以后恐怕值不到一半。
And with this inflation rate that's going on like now, if you look at what you're putting in the bank, actually in about 10 years, it may be only half the value.
可是朋友们，我告诉各位一件事。
And yet, friends, I can tell you something.
你要到哪里找一个最大的、最真正的安全的安全？